This midpoint of Advent alerts us to issues of justice and equality. The prophet John has been asked as a sort of trick by people who exploited others with tax bills and soldiers who often used their brute force on others, how they should repent. His words were tough but quite ordinary. Don't overcharge, share your surplus with the needy, and don't exploit people. It's another but more figurative way of stating the basic demands of love one another. Christmas can bring out the best in us to care for the needy. We are surrounded by charities looking for aid. We know that Jesus hears the cries of the poor and he joins every carol singing group trying to help. Christmas also asks us to consider our honesty and integrity, for we know that many are poor at home and abroad because of the greed of others. Christmas is a reminder and a challenge that all can live with the dignity we have come to regard as human rights: education, safety, shelter, food, water, employment, freedom. The Christ child who was born poor represents all the poor of the world, especially children. As he was born ordinary, he represents that God meets, greets, and helps us in the ordinary aspects of life. The one who is to come is the one who will live and love according to these truths of human dignity and equality. Come, Lord Jesus, child of the earth, child of God. Come into our world of joy and sorrow. Stay with us always, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.